Hello, Dog Days listeners for the Dog Days of Podcasting. This is Chuck Tomasi with another Chuck Chat Freestyle. This time for day 10 of the Dog Days of Podcasting as we roll through my road to retirement. Oh, I like that. That's getting a little better. First, I want to apologize about only being in your left ear on the last episode. That was completely my fault. I recorded a podcast earlier in the day, and when I do that, I have a mixer profile that says Chuck is going in the left, guest is in the right. That way I have them on separate audio tracks, and I can do a little bit of mixing and matching and editing a little more creatively than if we were all in one. And I forgot to set the mixer back to the correct profile for doing this podcast, and I didn't realize it until I was listening to it later. Sorry! Continue to do the Dragon Con prep, the Patreon postcards and The Patreon postcards and postage have been purchased. That's quite the alliteration. Actually, they've been filled out too. I did that this morning. Got all the addresses on them and wrote out greetings from Dragon Con, blah, blah, blah. All Craig has to do is sign them and we stamp them. I always save the stamping for the last because the stamps are expensive. And if you screw it up, well, you can't really toss the stamp in the trash. So, and I did screw up a couple, like an address, or I went, greetings from Altana. Where's Altana? No, Atlanta. That's it. Into the garbage. So out of 28, I think I scrapped about three. So it was early. My brain was not functioning. I'm not sure my brain is functioning now. I have purchased some wireless equipment for the in-room karaoke. I am bringing the setup, so if we want, we can do karaoke in our Embassy suite. And I've got some wireless stuff so that, like the microphones, I don't have to bring quite as many cables and it won't be such a cabling disaster. So I've got those on order. Hopefully they'll be here in a couple of weeks, well in time that I can test them out and get things working. I was trying this evening to get the mixer into the computer and then out HDMI. And it's weird because I can see the audio meter on the laptop running, but I can't hear anything, even when I have the output set to the built-in speakers or the speakers on a TV or something. It's very strange. So I don't know where I'm going to go with that one, but we'll find out. The wireless will also be a nice in studio as I practice my latest hobby, the ukulele. So those of you who haven't heard the story before, those of you who have heard the story, I'll apologize now for repeating it. But if you haven't heard the story before, Donna and I were on a cruise back in January with some friends, a two-week cruise that was 4 days at sea to go from L.A. to Oahu, I think was our first stop. Or maybe Maui was, I can't remember where the first stop was. But the on every day at 3 p.m., they'd have progressive ukulele courses. And we said, hey, let's go. I always wanted to toy around with it and see if it, people say, oh, it's real easy to learn. I said, well, let's find out. And we had two ladies from the islands who are instructors. They supplied the equipment. And we did pretty good. By the time we got to the first island 4 days later, we knew a couple of songs and we did a concert. Well, the hula dancers that they were teaching at other parts of the day did a hula dance. So it was kind of fun. On the way back, we practiced some more, learned a couple more songs, and started putting together a songbook. And I got a concert ukulele off of Amazon and haven't put it down since. I've taken it on business trips. I took it on the Star Trek cruise. I've taken it on everywhere. Before I started recording this, I was practicing some more. It's real easy when there's nobody in the house. I can practice the same song 8 times. The only person who's sick of it is me. So that works out really well. I also bought a three pedal USB, kind of like you can use it for hotkeys or whatever. So I'm using it to scroll through my songbook. I put together a songbook that's 436 songs at this point. I can export that to PDF, use it on my laptop, my iPad, or the Remarkable. So I bought this three-pedal page turner so that I can scroll with my foot while I'm playing. Works great on the laptop and the iPad, but does work on the Remarkable. That's got a special different operating system and whatnot. So I started creating a Remarkable 2 page turner based off of something I found on GitHub. But the microcontroller that they used is no longer available. It's been upgraded. And I said, well, I've got smaller microcontrollers. I've got a Cyduino Xiao. Why don't I use that? So I bought the same foot pedal, the switch, the wires, the USB connectors, everything that was on there except for his microcontroller. And I ran into an issue. And that's, well, I ran into a couple of issues. The first, I was trying to, the little, I don't know if you've probably seen them on certain devices, little gold dots. Those are contacts. It's actually a USB on the side. They call it pogo pins. So you have a pin that magnetically clips onto these dots and makes a connection. Well, I was soldering the USB part to the pogo pins that connect to the Remarkable, and the soldering iron got too hot and melted the plastic on the connector. So I went and ordered a different one on Amazon. It came in, I soldered it together, and when I got everything put together, I would press the button, and I would see on the laptop, when I had it on the test bench using the Arduino IDE, that the keystrokes were coming in for swipe left, swipe right, whatever you want to call them, page left, page, next page, previous page. It was doing that fine. When I hooked it up to the Remarkable, the LED on the microcontroller only came on for about a second. I went, oh, must not have enough amperage to drive. Well, which I don't understand, because the microcontroller that the other guy had was like 20 milliamps and mine is only about 4. So it's not drawing too much as far as I can tell. So I've let it sit. It's been sitting for about a month. This was all going down on the 5th of July. Not really much on retirement because it was a vacation day. So T-minus 63 days. I'm telling you about some projects that I did on the side. I have everything assembled and ready to go. What I'm thinking I'm going to do now is take the ground and the 5-volt pins from the pogo connector and use that in a USB. So it's actually going to have 2 controllers. Hopefully the USB has enough to power this thing. I'll find out. Okay, I've got a couple of USB cables that are absolutely junk. My phone doesn't like them for even charging, but certain things like my earbuds don't care. So I may scrap one of those, get the wires, and see if I can power this thing off of the USB and then run the signals for data in and out off of the pogo pins. Kind of a hybrid, not as elegant, because the USB-C is on the bottom of the Remarkable where the pogo pins are on the side. And if you try putting this thing in some kind of stand, it's either going to be sitting on the pogo pins or it's going to be sitting on the USB, or I don't know. It's kind of goofy in the way that it's set up. But all right, I have blathered on long enough. This is apparently coming out in both ears, so you should be fine. I will test it this time before it goes out. If it's wrong, I'll re-record it. And tomorrow I will be talking about some events that happened on July 6th. All right, I will talk to you then. Till then, everybody take care. Be safe. Bye.